Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock or just short of 8 o'clock. We have NFL football this evening, the Bears and the Vikings. Please stay around and listen to that game, or, you know, listen and watch or whatever you like to do. High school football in full swing. A couple of these teams are really doing well. One of them, North Miami. How about the Pioneers? 3-0 after the first three games of the season. Certainly a program that has an opportunity to do some positive things, make the playoffs once again this year with Pine Charter and Calvary Christian coming up over the next 2 weeks before the big showdown with Mater Academy. That's not until the end of the month. So had an opportunity to watch them against North Miami Beach. It's a good team. This is a program that is doing extremely well. And Coach Gerald Cox has done an excellent job with the Pioneers. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on another great start.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you for having me on. And hey, we're just going to keep working. We're just working. That's all it is, working.
Well, you not only do that, but you guys take these kids during the offseason, and that's the key. You know that as well as I do. They stay together. They go to a lot of camps. They go to a lot of combines and play together on 7-on-7s. And I know that you learned that from over the years, that if you keep these kids together, now with the linemen getting an opportunity to go with you, this gives them an opportunity to get the whole team going. Talk about the importance of the offseason, especially for your program.
It's always important. You know, it's been important for me, you know, for years as a head coach, you know. So but it's allowed us this year, though, because we were young going into it. It allowed us to really take our young guys on the road, put them in some environments just to see how they were going to act. And it's kind of paying off for us right now. They got some good experience throughout the summer. So it's just beneficial, man, to any kid that can. But I've always took my linemen, so I've been doing that for years, you know, taking them on the road too. So it's just beneficial, man. And we're seeing a little bit of those benefits now by them having that opportunity.
Yeah, and I mean, you have kids every year. Obviously, you're going to have a young team. You're going to have some guys that are, you know, coming up from JV or guys who are ninth grade, because you know as well as I do, especially in South Florida, you could get ninth graders who can come in and help you. I mean, because they've played at that level as far as youth football for a number of years, and they're ready for the challenge, you know, to play varsity football. I mean, you look at guys, you know, here's Malachi Tony, who's a perfect example of somebody who's excelled at the youth football league level. He came in as a freshman, played at Heritage, and, you know, look at where he is now. But you have a bunch of seniors on this team, guys who have been with you for the last 4 years, guys who have, you know, had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on that field and worked really hard to put them in a position. Talk about the value of having a couple of seniors who could be that extension of what you guys are as coaches.
You know, that's important, especially in this day and age. That's important as far as the culture and understanding, you know, what we expect. Those guys got a chance to see that when we first came in the door. So this is going on our fourth year at the school. So that they've grown with us. You know, I sit back in awe now, because as they talk to the team, when, you know, I have seniors that address the team, they sound like how we sound as coaches. So it was like, man, it was an eye-opening experience for me to sit there. I was like, boy, I say those things. You know, so to see that, to see their growth, their maturity, that's been awesome to see, man. And that's kind of what, you know, every program that I've been at, it's been about, you know, growing those kids through the ranks, the loyalty aspect, which, you know, quite frankly, I'm an old school, although I'm young, I'm an old school guy. I learned from the Walt Frazier's, the Telly Lockers, the Roland Smiths, man. So and Art Witters up north, I still coach like that. So the loyalty aspect still is an important piece to us. And we're reaping those benefits because they know what we expect. You know, we don't have to say much as coaches now because we got players that can actually lead.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The team the way we need them to.
Yeah, no doubt. Gerald Cox joins us. He's a head coach at North Miami. You know, you take a look at the game that I was at North Miami Beach, a longtime rivalry, a game that, listen, I mean, you gotta admit, I mean, that was exciting because not only the fact that North Miami won, but the very fact that the crowd was in it a Saturday night, you know, a kind of a standalone game that evening. Talk about a game like that, because here you have not only an opportunity to play a rival, in front of a lot of people, people that hopefully will come back after they watch the game like that and see how exciting this program is. Talk about what a rivalry game like that does for both schools.
Well, you know, I mean, let's start off by it was the biggest turnout we've had in that game in the last probably 10 years as far as the numbers was concerned. So that right there in itself helps out both schools, you know, with revenue and all that stuff. So that was a big plus. But just to see where we're trying to take the community, you know, everything I've always said, man, I'm on board with everything North Miami, from the park system to the high school level. So, you know, to see all those, you know, all that come to life, to have our little league teams on the sidelines there in the stands, to have all our fans up there. To actually see, you know, what we're doing. And then, again, you're playing against a highly respected coach, and Coach Bertani, man, who I got the utmost respect for what he's done in Dade County with that program. You know, so to have that atmosphere, man, I told my wife, I was sitting there, I caught myself for a second because I started getting flashbacks of where I was at some other places. I was like, oh, man, we done made it. We done made it to that stage, you know, where we at with the crowd and everything, man. It's not quite those numbers yet, but it reminded me of that, man. And I'm looking forward to that thing keep going. We got homecoming game coming up in 2 weeks. I hope we get that same kind of turnout, you know, and just keep it going, man, because the kids need it, the community need it. And you know, I'm all for that.
Yeah. District opens this week against Pines Charter. You know, a game, obviously, that I know you guys are taking these things one game at a time, and that's the only way you can do it. I mean, you know, obviously it would be easy for you to look ahead, you know, to the end of the month against a team like Mattar Academy, who's obviously Coach Ice Harris has done a tremendous job. But you got two games before that. You got the Pine Charter game, which is the opening of the district this week, and then a Calvary Christian team that has had your number the last couple of years, and I'm sure that you'd like to, on homecoming, kind of pay that thing back a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But like you say, I truly have not even thought about that game yet. Pine Charter is first. We're trying to go 1-0 every week in advance. That's our whole mantra this year. We got caught doing that last year. We got caught looking ahead, you know, trying to overlook this team for this team, and that caught us, you know. So, you know, we're just trying to do things a little different, man, this year. Take it 1 week at a time. All those games down the road, half the time, I didn't even know we were playing some of them down the road. You know, but we're just trying to take and give the respect to each team, man. You know, and you know, this past week we played a tough crop team, you know, which I called a trap game because we just came from a rivalry game, and now you're playing another semi-rivalry game in a neighborhood against one of my good buddies and Coach Wilder, you know, and one of our former, you know, players that we had as a ninth and an early 10th grader. That was over as well. So it was a lot of familiarity in that game, man, that, you know, it made it a little tougher than it probably should have. But those are the games that we need as a program. Those are the games that
that help you build championship mentalities, man. And that's what I've been telling the kids. That's what helps us advance.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. 3-0 off the start. As you said, Pines Charter, first district game this week. We won't go any further than that. And again, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations so far.
Man, no problem. Appreciate you, man. And also, man, go Pioneers.
No doubt. Coach, thank you so much. Coach Gerald Cox, the head coach at North Miami, my alma mater. I got to kind of like push that in there. Don't get a chance to, you know, through the years, it hasn't been easy, but certainly off to a really good start.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.